Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mary.
Lots of questions. Let's see if we can get some answers. And as you heard the Sock Dems, Kino Callaghan saying earlier, he would accept a commitment from Micheál Martin and Simon Harris to back a changing of the rules on the regional TD's speaking rights. What's Sinn Féin's position?
It's the same. There's three ways that this matter can be resolved very quickly this morning. One is if Carol Nolan and Matty McGrath, the two last remaining opposition members of the technical group, withdraw from that group. The second way is for Michael Lowry to end the ruse, stop pretending that he's in both government and opposition alongside his colleagues. And the third way is for Micheál Martin and Simon Harris to give a commitment that their parties will support an amendment to the standing orders that isn't actually necessary in our view, because the standing orders are very clear that technical groups are formed by members of the opposition, but an amendment that would make that crystal clear and resolve the impasse and let us get on with the business of the Dáil. That's Sinn Féin's objective here. That's the objective of the combined opposition. Let's be clear, we have taken a number of initiatives to try and resolve this matter. We've taken the initiative here in terms of last night's meeting with all the opposition parties where we agreed the steps that would resolve this impasse. So the opposition have actually showed leadership. It's now time for the government to show the same leadership and to respect the role of the opposition.
Do you agree then with this statement by the Taoiseach and Tánaiste that the most important duty the Dáil has is to elect a Taoiseach, and government and both party leaders agree, they say, that this must happen today? Do you agree too?
And it can happen very quickly. All it takes is for Micheál Martin and Simon Harris to agree to what is blindingly obvious, that independents or any other TDs that negotiate the programme for government, that have indicated that they will support this government through good days and bad, that have secured senior positions in government for their colleagues, that they are not part of the opposition, that they're part of the government.
And
if Simon Harris and
Micheál
Martin agree
meeting,
to those principles, then this matter is resolved immediately.
That meeting
can
is starting.
Get along with the business of the day.
This meeting is starting right about now. If you don't get what you've outlined there, what is the Sinn Féin tactic this morning?
Well, what we want is a functioning Dáil. So this is very important to say, Mary. We have engaged with government, with the Dáil structures, with in public and in private, to ask for a resolution.
I suppose
to
what
this,
I'm asking you,
Matt
Carthy, is are we going to see scenes again this morning then, like we saw yesterday with you and your colleagues, you know, noisy, angry scenes in the Dáil? Is that what we're going to witness again this morning?
I hope not. And I hope and I believe that the space is there now, as it was beforehand, to actually resolve this issue. But let's be clear, the united opposition, the real opposition, has stood firm in saying to the government that we want clarity on this matter. Because, you know, as with everybody else, you know, we want to use our mandate to represent our constituents, to hold government to account, to articulate and bring proposals in housing, health, cost of living. What has happened here is that government have attempted to use their numbers to limit our ability to do those things. And that's something that wouldn't be acceptable to any opposition in any function in Parliament anywhere in the world.
A final question for you. Do you have confidence now in Verona Murphy as Ciann Comhairle?
Well, I have to say we're very unhappy with what happened yesterday. None of us want to see a repeat of that. As I said, the resolution to these matters lies in the first hand with government, but we do rely on the Ciann Comhairle to defend the rights of every elected TD and to defend the rights of the Dáil. Verona Murphy is in a difficult position because she was essentially elected to the role of Ciann Comhairle as part of this deal between Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and independence. So I think there is an onus on her to earn the trust of the entire Dáil.
Could we see Sinn Féin standing up expressing no confidence in her?
We're not anywhere near that point. What we want to do is see the resolution to this fundamental issue so that we can get to the point where we have a functioning Dáil and we can all get about the business of representing
our
constituents.
Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin TD, Kevin Monaghan, thank you very much.